Welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel, powered by Crown for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. Each one of our episodes will share valuable tips, resources, interviews, and empowering information that will help boss ladies design a life and business they're crazy as fuck about.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another awesome episode of Boss Ladies Mindset. Jen is here. Hope everyone is having a great day. And today I'm going to hit on some things that is going to make you think, is going to hit home to really all of us entrepreneurs, all of us boss babes, because we all go through this, okay? Today, we're talking about when your circle does not get your entrepreneur journey. Ooh, yeah, there it is. I know some of you are like, yes, going through this right now, don't know what to do. No one's getting what I want. No one's getting my vision. People are talking me out of trying to start my own business. You're at a crossroads. And I totally get that. Because, of course, I have been there as well myself as an entrepreneur. People not understanding my goals, people not even trying to help or, you know, spread the word about your business. I remember a couple of times I was doing some businesses and I couldn't even get a family member to buy anything or, you know, spread the post, basically, you know, take a post and share it to their following, to their friends and family. Like, no one would help. And it's like, my God, why would you do me like this? You're my family member. You're my friend, right? And after years of going through that, I finally sought peace and continue to move on with my entrepreneurial journey without some people there. And it's okay. It's okay because everyone is not going to go on that ride to success that you're going on. No, everyone is not going to get on the bus. And that's okay. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is when your circle, they do not get your entrepreneurial journey, what to do. So let's take a quick break and we'll dive right in, okay? Hey guys, and we're back. Boss Ladies Mindset, Janice Martin here, your accountability coach. Yes, that's what you can call me. You can find me on Instagram, Janice_yourbusinessbae. That's right, because that's what I am. So let's dive into this segment. So one thing for sure, you know, having the confidence to be an entrepreneur has to start within yourself. I know you've heard that about a million times, but it's true. So let's get that in our heads. It starts with us. And being an entrepreneur is a roller coaster ride of emotions. You know, for reasons I wish I could control, some of those feelings are controlled by the people I surround myself with. Do you find yourself doing that? Your feelings are controlled by other people when it comes to your business, what they think, how they feel, their opinion. Yeah, yeah. We all do it. And you know what else, though? I love those quotes we see on Pinterest about not needing anyone but yourself to reach your goals. You know, how it's no one else's job but yours to believe in you. And while those life quotes are true, it makes the road a little longer and tougher if you have no support. So the question is what do you do when you're running a business with no support system, no encouragement from friends or family? You know, they are blind to your vision and give no sense of hope that you will make it. But there are ways to cope, and we're going to go over those ways because you can get through this. You don't need anyone else. But let's go over two reasons why they don't support your dream. Just two reasons real quickly. Number one is they don't understand your why. Entrepreneurs think differently. We just don't think like everyone else. You are excited about your ideas and your plan, and they are looking at you like you have two heads. Like, what? Why would you rather have an online business than go to work every day? Why do you want to work from home? Do you really think people will buy your clothes? Do you really think someone's going to pay you for this handmade jewelry that you make? Yeah, that's what they ask you. You're going to work your full-time job and then have an additional 40 hours to get your business going? You'll be exhausted. That's what they're telling you. But see, they are just not understanding your passion. Drive and persistence will take you places where people can't see themselves. They can't see it for them. They know they can't do it, so they can't see it for anybody else. Staying up all hours of the night to finish tasks, missing, you know, late night parties, and hanging out to the crack of dawn because you would rather work. It is a concept for some that is unheard of. However, this is the life that only a chosen few can follow. And you are one of the chosen. And they just don't get it. So that's the first reason. The second reason, they are jealous. Now, I know you will hate to think that your best friends and your favorite cousin is jealous of your business endeavors, but let's call a spade a spade. Sometimes that little ugly green monster can come out from the people you least expect. Think about it, okay? Just think about it for a minute. You are taking control of over your life. Building a business or already running a business that will give you freedom. Freedom that only people see in their dreams. The freedom to set your own hours, making money in your sleep, being your own boss. Why else would they brush off your success? And if you actually fail at something, they give you the old "I told you so" spiel. Right? So some people that were once in the friend category have now joined the hater club. But it comes with the territory of this business. It comes with the territory of being an entrepreneur. You're doing things that people wish they could do. And when they see you doing it, they see you being successful. They see your online store racking it up. You got a great supplemental income, or you have actually left your 9-to-5 and you're solely doing your own business. They're going to hate on it. That's what some people do. Sometimes that's their job. But that could be a second reason. So now let's go over some ways of how to handle it, okay? Number one is understanding. It takes walking in someone's shoes to understand where they are coming from. You might have to step outside yourself to truly get what your loved ones are saying. Now, I'm not suggesting listen to them and don't live out your dreams, but they are looking at you like you are taking a huge risk, putting everything on the line for a dream that might not manifest. Okay, you get it. They want what is best for you. However, you have to understand their advice to understand where they are coming from. But just remember, just because you are passionate about your business doesn't mean they have to be as well. And that is okay. They don't have to see your vision. They don't have to understand it. They don't have to understand your why. Long as you know and you understand, that's all that really matters, because you're the one that's working the business. You're the one staying up late at night. You're the one on social media posting and making reels and making TikToks and all of that. You're the one doing all of that. So if they don't understand it, okay, it's fine. It's fine. You don't understand it. You don't get it. But don't let that hinder you from what you're doing. Number two, another way to cope when your circle doesn't get your entrepreneur journey is to let them get off the bus. This might be a hard one. Let me tell you, I've done it a few times. I've let people get off the bus I have stopped the bus, blew the horn, opened the door, and said, "Get out." You might have to do that with some people. Everyone isn't going to make it on the bus ride throughout your life. Some people will stay on the bus and create wonderful memories with you, and others will get off on stops along the way. For some, your entrepreneur journey is their stop. Some don't make it on that ride, and it is what it is. If someone isn't adding anything positive to your life, it is time to subtract them out of your life. Plain and simple. That's it. That is it. Get them off the bus. Number three. We got four of these and we're at number three. Another way to deal is to get some business friends. Finding like-minded friends can be such a blessing. Some people just don't know what you're going through unless they are going through it themselves. And it can be difficult talking about marketing ideas, social media marketing, how to grow your target market. Sometimes it's hard to talk to people about those things. If they have no clue about the business, they're not understanding, they don't get it. But network and find some business groups where you can meet some people that you can relate to when it comes to your niche. Okay, that would really help. I've said it before on my last podcast, I believe, how it's so many Facebook business groups out there for women, and you can really meet some like-minded women and actually meet some people around your city, around your state, and become really good friends, really good business friends. I know some people I've seen lately, they make posts asking for business travel friends. Like they talk about business, collab about their businesses, and then go on trips together. Like, how fun is that? Matter of fact, if you're looking for a business friend or a travel friend, hit me up. I'm in Tennessee, okay? I would love it. I would love that. But that is a great way to really get to know some people and bounce ideas off of and talk about your business and get all that out. Because I'm telling you, your friend of 20 years who is, you know, she's a, I don't know, maybe she's a nurse. Maybe she doesn't understand all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's great to get some like-minded people, and that can actually help when your circle doesn't understand. Find some people who understand what you're going through. Number four, and this is one of the last ones of how to cope, it's about them. However your friends or family feel about your business ventures, their thoughts could be totally about themselves. Maybe they want it to be a business owner. You know, fear of not being successful themselves or insecurities about their own life could all factor into their feelings toward you. It's not about you. It's about them. Have you ever thought about that? That it's actually about them. They're bringing this negativity towards you, you know, making you self-doubt yourself. But it all really has to do with how they're feeling about themselves. You know, to see someone be really productive and reach their goals and do everything they say they're going to do, it makes a lot of people look at themselves and say, "Oh my God, like I've been wanting to do this and that." And looking at her, she's doing all these things. Like every day she has this, her to-do list, and she's crossing everything out and she's doing everything she's supposed to do. And her business is booming. What does that say about me? Right. All that negativity and hostility and hate that they're bringing might not have anything to do with you. It could be about them. Yes, it could. This kind of lifestyle will let you see who truly cares about you. It is worth it when you accomplish your goals and live the lifestyle you are destined to live. Just be sure to never give up on yourself because of someone else, okay? And that is my spill for today. When your circle doesn't get your entrepreneurial journey, I hope that resonated with some of you and helped some of you along the way to not stop what you're doing because of what someone else is saying. Please don't do that. Do not give them the satisfaction, okay? Sometimes that can be a good motivator, like, oh, you don't think I can do this? Let me show you what I can do. Smack you in the face and call your mama twice on Sunday about that, okay? Everyone have an awesome week. Please hit me up. Again, my Instagram is Janice_, that's J-A-N-I-C-E _ your business bae, that's B-A-E. You can also follow me on my business page for my event planning, company, Mirror_ Luxury Events. That's right. I service all of the Middle Tennessee area. So if you're looking to put on a great event, that's a birthday party, business launching party, you know, bridal shower, anything of that sort, please hit me up. I would love to be your event planner and have a luxurious party for you and your loved ones. I will see you next time. Have a great week. And thank you for tuning in to Boss Ladies Mindset. See you later.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Boss Ladies Mindset channel powered by Crown for Success. Please tune in next week for another episode and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at RVP Queens, at The Girl Gang Confidential, at Crown for Success, at Strong Women Are Beautiful, and of course at Boss Ladies Mindset.